Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about the Conservation Program payment limitations. Payments and benefits received under the Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, are subject to payment limitation by direct attribution, average adjusted gross income, limitation, and a foreign person rule. The 2014 Farm Bill continued the $50,000 maximum CRP payment amount that can be received annually, either directly or indirectly by each person or legal entity. This payment limitation includes all annual rental payments and incentive payments. Annual rental payments are attributed or earned in the fiscal year in which a program performance occurs. Sign-up incentive payments, SIP, are attributed or earned based on the fiscal year in which the contract is approved, not the fiscal year the contract is effective. Practice incentive payments, or PIP, are attributed and earned based on the fiscal year in which the cost share documentation is completed and the producer or technical service provider certifies performance or practical completion to the county FSA office. Limitations on payments are controlled by direct attribution. Essentially, all payments are attributed to a person's Social Security number. Given the current CRP annual rental rates in many areas, it's important for producers to be aware of how CRP offered acreages impact their $50,000 annual payment limitation. Producers should contact a local FSA office for additional information on CRP payment limitations. Now, ARC and PLC acreage maintenance. Producers enrolled in the Ag Risk Coverage, ARC, or Price Loss Coverage, PLC programs are reminded they must protect all cropland and non-cropland acres from wind and water erosion and noxious weeds. Producers who sign ARC County or individual contracts and PLC contracts agree to effectively control noxious weeds on their farm according to sound agricultural practices. If a producer fails to take necessary actions to correct the maintenance problem on a farm enrolled in either ARC or PLC, the FSA County Committee may elect to terminate that contract for the program year. Next, Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybee, and Farm-Raised Fish Program. The Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, ELAP, provides emergency assistance to eligible livestock, honeybee, and farm-raised fish producers who have suffered losses due to disease, adverse weather, or other conditions, such as blizzards or wildfires, that are not covered by other agricultural disaster assistance programs. Eligible livestock losses include grazing losses not covered under the Livestock Forage Disaster Program, which is LFP, losses of purchased or mechanically harvested feed due to an eligible adverse weather event, like a tornado or something like that, or additional cost of transporting water because of an eligible drought. Eligible honeybee losses include losses of purchased feed due to an adverse weather event, cost of additional feed purchased above normal quantities due to an eligible adverse weather condition, colony losses in excess of normal mortality due to an eligible weather and loss condition, and that includes colony collapse order, hive losses due to eligible adverse weather. Eligible farm-raised fish losses include death losses in excess of normal mortality and or losses of purchased feed due to an eligible adverse weather event. Producers who suffer eligible livestock, honeybee, or farm-raised fish losses from October 1, 2015 to September 30, 2016 must do two things. They must file a notice of loss the earlier of either 30 calendar days of when the loss is apparent or by November 1st of 2016. And the second thing is they need to file an application for payment by the 1st of November 2016. Additional information about the ELAP program is available at your local county FSA office. Now, foreign buyer notification. The Agricultural Foreign Investor Disclosure Act, AFIDA, requires all foreign owners of U.S. agricultural land to report their land holdings, acquisitions, leases of 10 years or more, and land use changes within 90 days of the closing to the local FSA office. Failure to report these changes can result in civil penalties up to 25% of the fair market value of their interest in the agricultural land. Next, we have some information on breaking new ground. Agriculture producers are reminded to consult with FSA and NRCS before breaking out new ground for production purposes, as doing so without prior authorization may put a producer's federal farm program benefits in jeopardy. It's especially true for land that must meet highly erodible HEL and wetland conservation WC provisions. Producers with HEL dormant soils are required to apply tillage, crop residue, and rotational requirements as specified in their conservation plan. Producers should know FSA as the first point of contact prior to conducting land clearing or drainage type projects to ensure the proposed actions meet the compliance criteria such as clearing any trees or new cropland. Then these areas will need to be reviewed to ensure such work will not risk your eligibility for benefits. Landowners and operators complete the Form AD 1026 Highly Rural Land Conservation and Wetland Conservation Certification, to identify the proposed action and allow FSA to determine whether a referral to the NRCS office is necessary for further review. And finally, rural youth loans. FSA makes loans to rural youth to establish and operate income-producing projects in connection with 4-H clubs, FFA, or other agricultural group. Projects must be planned and operated with the help of the organization advisor, must produce sufficient income to repay the loan, and provide the youth with practice and educational experience. Maximum available loan amount is $5,000. There are several requirements that must be met for youth loan eligibility. These include compliance with FSA's general eligibility requirements. Individuals must be between 10 and 20 years of age. They must reside in a rural area, city, or town with a population of 50,000 or fewer people. And they must conduct a modest income-producing project in a supervised program of work and demonstrate capability of planning, managing, and operating the project under the guidance and assistance from the project supervisor. Additional program information, loan applications, and other materials are available at your local county FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.